Brother Ronald's going to be my voice in Mandarin today, right?
我今天是用国语翻译。
Is that right? Mandarin or Cantonese?
Mandarin, Cantonese, both.
Okay, whoa. Okay, how many people are from out of town?
有多少人是从 外面到来的,
visit, 来探访的? Visit, you're visiting Albuquerque.
今天, 来到这边来探访Albuquerque.
Welcome.
欢迎大家。
Welcome. Raise your hands, please.
请你举起你的手来。
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, yes. Good. Okay, let's welcome the visitors, no?
Yeah, 让我们欢迎他们。
You may wonder, why am I standing here, right?
You might be wondering,
who is this guy?
我是谁的?
Brother Voon and Sister Joan and their daughter Hannah visited us in our home maybe 3 years ago, and we fell in love with them, and then Pastor Voon attended a series of workshops that we teach called Spiritually Healthy Leaders.
Yeah, who's
Brother Brother Liu. Attended Spiritually Healthy Leaders, which is a workshop series we do.
他们一起参加一个健康的工作的会议.
And during that time, we became very good friends.
在那段时间，他们成为很好的朋友.
And then in 2009,
在2009年,
my wife and I were able to go to Thailand, and we spoke and we taught missionaries in Thailand that same workshop.
我跟我太太呢就去了泰国，在那边的短宣，我们也是在那边也是有这个会议。
And now we had never gone to the east before.
我们从来没有去拜访过东方那一边。
We had been missionaries in South America for 16 years.
我们在那个南美的话，传道差不多16年。
Así que podemos hablar español si quiere.
Sí.
So we can speak to you in Spanish.
所以我也可以跟大家用西班牙来讲。
Our daughter who's sitting here with my wife, Vicky Wei, Vicky, and our daughter Amy.
我的太太Vicky跟我的女儿Amy坐在中间。
Amy was born in the jungle in South America.
Amy是在南美的森林里面出生的。
And so she's a missionary kid.
她是全族人的女儿。
Missionary kid. Our heart is turned towards Southeast Asia.
我们现在就是重点是放在那个东南亚那边。
We've been invited to go back to Cambodia this year to teach.
今年我们被邀请回到那个柬埔寨里面去负责教导。
And once again, this will be to missionaries, but in Phnom Penh this time,
在朗班这个地方,
we will teach both American missionaries as well as Khmer people. So it'll be translated into Khmer.
所以我在那个地方是教的那些美国人的传道人，也教了本地人，教导他们。
So please pray for us.
请大家为我这件事为我祷告。
In April.
在这个4月份。
The message today is about giving and gifts, so I appreciate the song. It was wonderful.
我很欣赏这个朱莉所唱的诗歌，就是很好的，因为这个信息是关于是礼物。
We did not text, so I did not know what she was going to sing.
我跟朱莉是从来没有接触过，我也不知道她要唱什么。
The Holy Spirit texted.
因为圣灵帮我是联系这个信息。He
planted a word in my heart for you.
他在我的心里面有他所要唱的诗歌。That's
what we want to share today.
今天是跟着大家分享礼物。Brother
Ronald's going to read for us Matthew 2, 1 through 12.
今天由我来跟请大家翻开圣经，马太福音第二章。 我们要看的经文是第1节到12节。 马太福音第二章第一节到十二节。当希律王的时候，耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒。有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷，说：“那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里？我们在东方看见他的身，出来拜他。”希律王听见了，就心里不安。耶路撒冷合城的人也都不安，他就召集了祭司长和民间的文士，问他们说：“基督当生在何处？”他们回答说：“在犹太的伯利恒，因为有先知记着说：犹大地的伯利恒啊，你在犹大诸神中并不是最小的，因为将来有一位君王，又从你哪里出来，牧养我以色列民。”当下希律暗暗地招了博士来，细问那星是什么时候出现的，就差他们往伯利恒去，说：“你们去仔细寻访那小孩子，寻到了就来报信，我也好去拜他。”他们听见王的话就去了，在东方所看见的那星忽然在他们前头停住了。他们看见那星，就大大的欢喜，进了房子，看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚，就俯伏拜那小孩子，切开宝盒，拿黄金与香墨月为礼物献给他。博士因为在梦中被主指示不要回去见希律，就从别的路回本地去。
So let's pray for just a moment.
请大家低头，我们祷告。
Holy Spirit, we ask that you invade this place.
哦，圣灵啊，求你充满这个地方。
That you draw our hearts.
你让我们的心里。
You speak deep inside of us.
你对我们说很。
And that we can see.More clearly than ever, the gifts that you have for us to give back to you.
你对我们说心里的话，你所充满我的，让我们也流露出去。
Speak through us.
你对我们就讲。
Speak to us.
让我们讲出去。
And anoint us to walk in your word, we pray.
你勾了我们所要走的路。
In Jesus' name.
我们祷告是奉耶稣基督圣名而求。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, how many have heard this story before? The Magi.
多人能够听过这个东方三博士。
How many of you have manger scenes at home like this?
有多人在家里面的布置有这个马槽这个。
Manger scene, baby Jesus in the stall in the what do you call it?
这是manger. 婴孩耶稣是在那个马槽那边。
And the Magi with their camels at the manger.
有没有那个东方三博士骑着骆驼上在那个马槽里
？It's a mix.
但是都混合在一起。
They didn't live in the stable when the Magi came.
当那个东方三博士来的时候，其实他们。并不是住在那个马槽那边。
Little Jesus was probably a two-year-old toddling around, figuring out how to say no.
他们到的时候，其实耶稣已经两岁了，在那个他住的地方走来走去，他可能说不。
And in this story, Joseph isn't there.
在这个故事里面，我们没有看到约瑟。
He's probably out carpentering to make a living for them while they live in Bethlehem.
他可能在住在伯利恒的时候，他是去上班去了，去做那个木工。
Just trying to get the scene set for you here.
我是想大家有一个这个很好的那一个场景。
Now, let's go back over the story because there's some important things to think about, and we hope that your heart will be touched by what God.
让我们回顾一下这个故事，因为有几点我要跟大家分享，希望能够感动到大家。
Major points.
最重要的要点。
So after Jesus is born in Bethlehem,
耶稣基督在伯利恒诞生了以后。
And you remember, Joseph and Mary had to go to Bethlehem because they were going to pay taxes.
但是记得那个约瑟跟玛利亚，他们要到啊耶路撒冷去，因为他们要报名上车，是要付税。
And Bethlehem is the city of David.
伯利恒是这个大卫之城。
Joseph is of the family of David.
因为约瑟是那个大卫的后裔。
That's royal family.
就是属于君王式的家庭。
No longer is there a king in Israel that is a godly king.
但是在以色列本身没有一个王，但是我们有天上的王。
And a foreign power is in control.
因为外来的政权呢，是控制了这个以色列。
And that power is Rome.
那个政权就是罗马。
And Rome was known as having a heel of steel in their control over the nations that they took over.
罗马人的话，他们建立那个地方，他们用铁腕手段来统治那个地方的。
Roman soldiers actually wore sandals that had nails pointing through them.
罗马那个军兵呢，他们所穿那个鞋子是有那个下面是有一个钉子的，是往外伸出去的。
Like cleats for your baseball shoes or golf shoes.
就像他们这打那个棒球的他们所穿的鞋子一样。他们是有麻子在麻的那个地方。
I'm stretching Ronald's capacity here. That's okay. And they were very mean. And they chose Herod to be king over Israel.
他们是很凶的，所以他选择了希勒王，希勒在做犹太人的王。
This is the scene. King Herod.
这就是这样子的故事，在那个希勒王。
Is a brutal man.
他是一个很残暴的君王。
Extremely jealous.
也是非常之妒忌的王。
He poisoned and killed his own family.
他将他的家人的话毒死的。
Sons, daughters, father, wife.
他们的太太反正表子辈的全部都给杀掉。
He was not a benevolent person. He was not a nice guy.
他不是一个很好的君王，好人。
Okay.So after Jesus is born in Bethlehem, from the east come these wise men.
所以耶稣诞生之后呢，我们就是在东方里面有三个博士要来。
Now because there are three gifts,
他们有三样的礼物。
And we don't have a clue how many wise men there really were. It just says there were wise men.
我们只是就不知道到底有多少个博士，他只是说是有三个。
You always see three wise men.
所以我们就看三个
right? Three gifts must have been three guys.
所以呢有三个人带三样的礼物。
That's not really so. It may have been as many as 14 according to biblical history.
但是其实不是这样，也有可能是很多不同的礼物。
And the importance isn't how many.
就是最重要就是有几
样。These were men who did not know Jesus as personal savior. They were not Christian.
他们不是基督徒，他也不知道耶稣是救主。
The Greek word is magus,
希腊文是 magus,
which is magician,
就是魔术师
astrologer,
或者是天文学家
sorcerer,
或者是算命的
soothsayer prophet, that's what magus is,
就是他们就是可以预知的将来的
they studied the starsAnd history tells us that they may have actually been influenced by Daniel, the prophet in the Old Testament.
哦，他们是学这个天文，但是在圣经里面可能就是在但以理提到他们是从那边学到的这种天文术学。
And in their study of the stars, they see there is a king born.
在他们在学的这个天空的时候，他在天文的时候，他知道有一位君王要诞生。
So if there's a king born, who do you ask? Where to find him?
所以假如有一位君王要诞生，你要问谁呢？去哪里寻找呢？
Well, you go find the local king and you say, where's the king born?
所以很自然的，你在那个本地那块找那个君王，你问他一个新的王在哪里诞生？
Right?
是不是啊？
Yes, the king. Where's the new king?
Yeah, 这是这个王，这新的王在哪里？
And it says that Herod was in shock.
在经文上，我们看到那个希律王是不安的。
When the Magi asked the question, "Where is the one who is born King of the Jews?"
所以当那个三博士问这个希律王的时候，那个新王诞生在哪里
？It's a simple question, no?
也很简单的问题。
Where is the king born king of the Jews?
所以的犹太人君王新的君王在哪里？
But it created a problem for Herod.
但是这个一问，那就问的他这个问题出来了。
I'm king, and you say there's a new king born?
我是王，怎么说你有一个新的王诞生呢？
Yes, and we come to worship him.
他说是啊，我们是来敬拜他的。
Worship me, I'm Herod, I'm king.
你应该拜我啊，我是那个希律王啊，我是王啊。
And the scripture says that not only was Herod disturbed, but all of Jerusalem was disturbed by this proclamation.
但是圣经告诉我，不单是希律王不安，整个城市的人也不安。
So King Herod calls in all the scribes and the chief priests.
所以呢，希律王就叫了文士那个大祭司到他面前。
According to Josephus, that included the Sanhedrin, the 72 members of the scribes and Pharisees, most the highest level.
所以就根据这个经文是有72个他们都是就有 全市这个文士跟那个祭司。
So if you are a scholar of the word of God, you were called.
所以假如你是那个神的文士。
Come here, tell me.
你就会被希律王呼叫到面前。
What does the Old Testament say, king born, king of the Jews, where?
告诉我在经文上告诉我，我们的新犹太王诞生在哪里
？And it says that they all gathered together, they all studied, and they had one answer.
所以他们都聚集在一起，然后就找出这只有一个答案。
Scripture says, King will be born in Bethlehem of Judah.
所以告诉希律王说，这个新王诞生在那个伯利恒，在犹太的伯利恒。
6 miles away from Jerusalem.
这离耶路撒冷只有6里。
That's not far.
不是很远。
That's less than driving to Rio Rancho.
这个就是我们去 Rio Rancho 还要近。
It's 5 times to my house and back, you know,
就是、
to just get there.
就是到我们这是有5倍这个路程而已。
Very close by.
非常之近。
Go to the airport. There's Jesus.
去那个飞机场你就找到耶稣了。
So after the scribes declare where he will be born,
所以文士就告诉他们是在哪里新的犹太王诞生。
Herod puts on his best smile and says, thank you very much.
希律王就是对他们奸笑说谢谢你。
Now go.
那你们去吧。
And he calls the magi back, the wise men. He says, come here.
他是叫那个东方三博士到他面前来这边。
Let me tell you a secret.
让我告诉你一个秘密。
You go...You find, search, he says, search diligently.
你去那个地方找这个新王。
Carefully and exactly find the baby.
你去找到他的时候，小心点。
And tell me, how long have you been looking for this baby?
你们在寻找这个新王这有多少时候了？
Now, why do you suppose you want to know how long they had been looking?
为什么他要晓得是要花了多少时间呢？
This is when you talk. How long? Why would he want to know how long?
要谁知道他又花了这么多少时间来去找了一个王呢？
How old would the baby be now, right?
Yeah.
So if he's gonna kill anybody, go ahead.
现在婴孩是要多要多大了，所以他可以。
If he's going to wipe out this new king of the Jews, get rid of him.
所以他要这个杀掉这个新的犹太王。
Yeah, who do I have to get? Who do I have to pick?
那我要去选哪一个呢？
What ages?
有多大呢？
So he says, now you go, and then you come back and you tell me.
他叫这个三博士，你们去。然后知道他在哪里，你回来告诉我。
And Herod, it says he was disturbed. The word is frustrated to an extreme.
那个希律王他心里实在是非常之不安。
Not happy.
非常之不快乐。
So the Magi continue their journey.
所以呢，东方三博士继续他的旅程。
And the scripture says that the star reappears.
这个经文里面讲到，这个星星重现出现。
They've been following this star for 2 years.
他们也跟随这个星星，天上的星星已经2年了。
Long journey
是很长的一段时间。
They're within 6 miles of their destination.
但是那个目的地的只是离这个那个耶路撒冷只有6里。
The scripture implies that the star went away while they're with Herod.
所以这经文说他们在见祭的时候，那个星星已经不见了。
And the reason why I say that is because when the star reappears, they're very joyful. They're thankful that the star has reappeared.
所以他们继续在行进的时候，那个星星再重新出现的时候，他们有很大的喜乐。
So as you said, sister, let's be joyful this morning and go tell it on the mountain.
所以我们今天所唱的诗歌里面，所以我们又 大喜乐，又要去到歌山去传扬。
Here's the Magi going, go tell it on the mountain. We found the star.
这三个博士呢，很高兴的唱这个歌呢，到歌山的山岭去传扬。
The star is back.
他跟随这个星星。
And they go just that short distance to Bethlehem, and it says that the star stood over the place where they lived.
他们到了伯利恒那之后，那个星星就停在哪里了。
It's interesting. One of descriptions for the word stood is to be. Go ahead. One of the definitions.
他就是那个星星停留在哪个地方？他是解释这个
The star stood over the place.
星星停留在哪个地方
？Is the same word used when you stand in the presence of the Sanhedrin for judgment.
所以同样的一个道理，就是差不多是同样的意义，就是你们在神的面前做审判的时候，站在前面。
The star took its place and stayed there. The star took its place and stayed there.
那个星星就是代替那个位置以后停在哪里
？Pointing to where Jesus was.
就是指在这个耶稣基督的上面。
And remember, he's a two-year-old.
大家都记得了。那天他找到他的手，那个耶稣基督已经是两岁。
He's now not in, you know, baby in the arms. He's running around, figuring out how to say no.
他已经不是婴孩，他已经是走来走去的两岁的小孩。
Or yes, mama.
他已经会讲妈妈。
And the star stood out for all to see. Everybody could see it, but only the Magi followed it.
这个星星就是每一个人都可以看到，唯一就是只有东方三博士还去跟随这个星星。
So here's my question. All the Jewish leaders.
这是我的问题。
All the Jewish leaders just told Herod where Jesus is to be born.
这个文士跟大祭司都已经告诉希律王耶稣会诞生在哪里。
How come only the Magi go to worship?
为什么我们只有东方三博士去敬拜他呢？
Why is everybody else back in Jerusalem?
在耶路撒冷这么多人，为什么他们不去了？
Why aren't they going to worship also?
为什么他们不跟他们一起去敬拜？
They are knowledgeable of the word. They know the scripture.
他们认识神的话，他也知道圣经。
And they could figure out where Jesus was to be born.
他们也可以想象就是耶稣会诞生在哪里。
But it did nothing to their spirit.
但在他们心里，他们一点都没有。
It did not awaken in them a desire to meet this king, born king of the Jews.
他们一点都没有渴望去敬拜这个新诞生的新生王。
So they come to the house.
所以他们来到他们的家里。
And they find the young child with his mom.
他们找到耶稣基督跟他的妈妈。
And it just says very simply, they worship him.
他们就来到他家里之后，就告诉他，我们来敬拜我们耶稣的。
They prostrate themselves and worship.
在谦卑他们自己来到面前来敬拜他。
Now people in the East, do you know what prostrate means?
在东方的人来讲
，Have you seen how that looks?
但是东方人怎么样来去敬拜耶稣呢？
They prostrate, they do this.
他们谦卑下来的时候，他们是诚心的跪拜。
And they put their forehead on the ground.
他们将那个额头碰到那个地上。
Fully in submission to the one.
完全顺服敬拜他。
They deliver their gifts.
他们献上他们的礼物
and the gifts were gold,
有黄金
frankincense,
有乳香
and myrrh,
有墨月
Again, we don't know how many guys, but there were three gifts.
但我不这一次我不知道有多少人，但是有三样礼物献上。
History says 14.
但是历史告诉我们有十四个。
Manger scenes don't have enough room for enough camels to have 14.
但是在马槽里面也没有十四个人骑骆驼来敬拜他。
They give us the movie version instead of the godly version.
他是给我们是我们所看在电影上看到的那个场景。
What does gold, frankincense, and myrrh mean?
就是黄金、乳香、乌尔是代表什么呢？
Do you know that gold is the standard for all exchange and trading?
大家都知道黄金是要交易的。
It's also a sign in the Bible when you see gold used, it's the type of God's nature.
在那个圣经上面，你看到黄金是代表神性。
And it was the gift of provision.
这个就是代表是属于供应。
Made to royalty.
它是有皇家的系那个尊贵。
And these men were honoring this baby, this little boy, as king.
所以这三个博士是敬拜耶稣基督是他们的王。
So gold, symbolism of royalty.
所以黄金是代表那个有尊贵的。
Do you remember the story of the Queen of Sheba visiting Solomon?
记不记得那个故事？那个 Queen Sheba 的探访所罗门王。
Do you remember that story?
记不记得那个故事
？What did she give Solomon?
她给那个所罗门王是什么样的礼物
？Pac-Man.
玩那个电动游戏的 Pac-Man.
An iPhone.
反正是那个手机。
Immense amounts of gold.
他是献给了好多的黄金。
It was customary for royalty to give royalty great extravagant gifts.
就是很普通的一个在王室里面的交易的话，他们就献上很多的黄金。
And these magus were giving from royalty to royalty a provision of gold.
所以从一个君王去探访另外君王献上礼物都是黄金。
Okay, next is frankincense.
另外一个就是乳香。
Have you smelled frankincense?
你有没有闻过这种香味啊？
Yes.
有没有闻过？
Has anybody smelled frankincense? I'd like to see. Yes. Okay, what does it smell like?
乳香是闻的是怎么样的味道？
Can you describe it? I'm sorry? Okay, yes. It's similar to incense. Go ahead and say.
这是像那个香味一样吗？我们
Frankincense is used as a basic ingredient for incense.
这种乳香就是能弄出一种很香的香味。
And when you read of incense in the Bible, it's a significant in that of prayers of the saints.
在一个圣经里面，乳香的意思就是通常都是在祷告的时候。
In the Old Testament, the altar of incense, do you remember in the temple, the tabernacle?
假如你去那个圣殿的时候，你去那个祭坛上面有献上这种香味。
Daily, the priests would put incense on the altar and burn it, and it came as a sweet odor before God.
那祭司放在那个乳香那个烧那个乳香就会有就很发出很清香的香味。
So frankincense is a type of the gift of adoration and prayer.
所以这个是代表，以上是代表的，就是一种礼物是，就是祷告的礼物，或者是那个敬拜的礼物。
And they recognized this little boy's divinity, and they honored him as God.
所以他知道这个婴孩是有神性，所以他们要向他祷告敬拜。
2-year-old running around.
两岁的婴孩走来走去。
I want you to get the picture.
我想你大家想象这个景。
This is not baby in arms. This is a little guy running around.
他已经不是婴孩了，他已经是两岁，走来走去的小孩。
Divine and royal.
他有神性，有尊贵。
He's a king and he's also God.
他是王，也是神。
And the third gift is myrrh.
第三个礼物就是墨月。
Myrrh was used to embalm those who had died.
这墨月是用来的时候，人死了被逃上去的那个药材。
Very strong smell.
有很强的味。
Stronger than the smell of a decomposing body.
在这样那个腐尸那个味道还盖过。
Very strong smell.
非常之强那个味道。
And this was a gift of preparation, signifying that Jesus would die, even though he was King and God.
他现在重视是王跟那个神。但是他就预表他将来呢，他会死了。
It was a gift of preparation for this kingly one's death.
他是为这个末日是为我们的耶稣基督他死的时候预备的。
And they recognized his humanity and honored him as the suffering son.
所以他们都认识到耶稣基督有人性的一面，他将来也会死的。
So they present their gifts.
所以他们献上他们的礼物。
They do homage.
他们也是向他敬拜。
And they leave.
他们就回去。
And in the Holiday Inn that night, they get a dream.
在假日酒店里面呢，那一个晚上，他们睡的时候，睡梦中有个梦。
Do not go back to Herod.
他说你们不要从这条路回到希律王那边。
Take Route 14, don't go I-25.
往那个14号公路那边走，不要这25号公路走。
And the next day, Joseph, who is in the picture,
隔日那个他的爸爸 Joseph 出现了。
He comes home from work and he has a dream also.
他回来之后从工作回来家之后他做了个梦。
You take your family, this young tribe that you've got here, and go to Egypt.
他说你带你的家人往埃及去
because Herod will seek to kill you
因为希律王要杀你
wants to destroy the baby
他要杀掉这个婴孩
and if you continue reading in that chapter it says that the scripture is fulfilled out of Egypt I will call my son
假如你继续往那个经文往下看的时候他说当那个安全的时候我会再呼叫你们再回到以色列
Okay, so how does this affect you today?
这个故事对大家有什么影响?
So what? Right? So what?
是吧？这故事而已。
Many of you are from the East and have found Jesus as your Savior.
很多人从东方来，你找到主是我们的救主。
Some have seen your lives come into danger because of your faith in Him.
因为你信了主以后，可能你生命受到威胁。
Your belief in Jesus may have caused youDanger,
因为你信主的缘故，你可能有危险。
Many of you are more likely know persons who know about the King, but who fail to honor and worship Him.
很多人或者甚至你晓得的人就说，知道这位一个新的诞生的王，但是我们也没有去敬拜他。
As royalty,
作为一个尊贵的王
，worship Him as royalty, as God,
或者是一位真神
，and as the Son of Man who suffered and died and rose again.
就是他是人子，这为了我们的罪，受苦钉在十字架，为我们罪而受死。
And some of you have heard about this King, but until now you've not prostrated yourself before him.
很多人都已经听到这位新的君王，但是我们也没有顺服谦卑的跪下来向他敬拜。
These Magi spent 2 years trekking.To get to where Jesus was.
这个东方三博士花了两年的时间来寻找这个新的君王。
How long have you been walking to connect with the Magi, with the King?
我们跟我们的君王有多久的关系呢
？Have you offered your gift?
我们有没有献上我们的礼物呢
？Gifts of provision,
就是
gifts of adoration,
就是对于他们的尊敬，对他我们的献上我们的礼物。
Gifts of honor.
对他们的尊荣。
God would like for us to experience what the Magi experienced.
神希望我们所经历的，正如是东方三博士所经历的一样。
These men studied for an entire lifetime, and they fulfilled their purpose.
他们终身所学，将一切所学的，都是完成他们的理想。
Will you in your lifetime fulfill all your purpose?
在你一生之中，你们的理想也没有去实现呢。
Will you offer all of yourself to this King?
让我们有没有全然的献上我们的生命，为我们的王献上我们的生命呢
？I'd like to pray for you now.
我现在想跟。
And if you have never prostrated yourself before this King, we want to make that opportunity for you.
我现在为大家祷告。假如你还没有这个机会的，来顺那个谦卑的敬拜我们主。
Perhaps you have said yes, Jesus, come live in my life.
也许你已经讲了，是啊，主啊，来到我心中。
But I don't really have anything I want to give you.
但是我没什么礼物可以给我们的主。
Maybe you have some things to offer him that you can prostrate yourself and give to him.
也许你有一些东礼物可以献给他。
But can we pray together?
让我们一起祷告。
Lord Jesus,
主基督耶稣。
I won't leave your presence today without honoring you.
我不会离开你，在我不我没还在尊荣你的时候，我不会离开你。
And I want to honor you with all of my life.
我让我的生命献上来尊贵你。
Today I give you all that I am and all that I have.
今天我就献上我所有的一切。
I release the control of my goods.
我将我的放弃我的财物。
Of my worship.
我的敬拜。
Of my importance.
我的最重要的事情。
And I embrace your royalty.
我现在就是向你尊贵的君王。
I embrace your divinity.
我向你的敬拜像一位神一样。
And I embrace your humanity.
你也当你是人子一样。
I want you to be the king of my life in every way.
我想请你在我生命中作王。
I want you to live in me as my Lord and my Savior.
我让你住在我里面，做我的救主，做我的主。
And I thank you that you've given me this opportunity to love you in return.
我谢谢你给我这么一个机会，就是你的再来。
In Jesus' name.
祷告奉耶稣基督圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
Brother Ronald, would you let the people know whom they could speak to if they've made some decision today?
假如今天Jensen 牧师所讲的有受到感动呢，愿意接受主耶稣的话，可以欢迎大家来跟他谈。
Thank you and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you.
谢谢，圣诞快乐，新年快乐。